to find somebody to play this role. There's, I mean, I see this person in my head. I just, who is he? Tanya, what did you say?
Big Allen.
Wow. And this guy, just, he's awesome.
Because he can
He is
sing.
Great. He is
he
great.
Sing.
He's great. You're going to get a concert and a play all in one.
Yeah. So if y'all remember those high parts that's in the Canton Spirits, I'm talking to the gospel portion of us. Vic was part of that, and he took over when Pops used to sing those notes and stuff. Vic came right on in, and he hits those falsetto voices like nothing. Like, it's just nothing. He just hit them.
I don't think we were expecting that this weekend.
If Vic just start singing, I don't know. And he's silly, too, because he's very humble.
Yes,
and he
will
talk to you and have a great time. He's humble. He's just like an everyday person. So yes. He didn't let his success get to him.
Right.
But he was like that when he was a gospel artist. He was always someone you can walk and talk up.
I'm telling you, he was moving furniture.
Yeah. He was doing the got the Vic dance. He did his dance. I tried to catch it. I couldn't catch it. So, but I don't know. I know his
great
wife
guy.
Is probably laughing at us. But I'm out of time, and I appreciate you coming in and talking
Thank
about.
Thank you for having me.
And we're going to have more cast members coming in and talking about the upcoming play anyway, with the Crandalls, more people, more silly people. We're going to try to get Vic on the phone, and we're just going to have a good time. And we want you guys to come out and support, because it's local people, it's artists, people who've done it before, veterans, all that mixed into one. And you won't be disappointed. Great Christmas gift, too.
Yes.
You know.
Wow.
So,
definitely.
Yep. All right. That's it for us. Up next, we have Minister Greg Tejada. Stay tuned.
You are the Lord God Almighty.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
We began talking last Wednesday night about walking the talk. I'm going to continue along those lines, walking the talk. Everybody say walking the talk.
Walking the talk.
Amen. Praise God. God wants us to walk what we say, to walk what we talk about, to live it out. That's what we say, walking the talk. We're talking about living the word that we speak. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm going to recap last week. We said that we are new creatures in Christ. We came out of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We gleaned four truths from that chapter right there. First one is that we are new creatures in Christ. The second thing we got, that we have been reconciled to God. The third one is that we are ambassadors for Christ. And the fourth one is that we have been made the righteousness of God in Christ.
Amen.
So let's affirm that. Everybody say, I am a new creature in Christ.
I am a new creature in Christ.
I have been reconciled to God.
I have been reconciled to God.
I am an ambassador,
I am an ambassador
of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ.
I have been made,
the
righteousness
of God
in Christ Jesus.
Then
we looked at Galatians chapter 3, verse 26, says, for you are all the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
These are things that we need to constantly affirm and reaffirm. Don't ever outgrow who you are in Christ. Amen. So let's all say that again. Say, I am
a child
of the Most High God. Amen. You are. Amen. You really are. Hallelujah. And then so we said, because of that, because of who we are in Christ, there's certain things that God expects out of us. And then we went to 1 John. Go to 1 John. And we're going to read these scriptures again, because we're continuing what we began last week. And these were foundational scriptures for us in the book of 1 John. We're going to look at chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. Verse 1 says, my little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, if any man sin, he don't want you just practicing sin. He say, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. So I have an advocate with the Father. If I mess up, if I sin, I have someone at the right hand of God who's representing me and is an advocate for me, like an attorney. Amen. That'll plead my case. Hallelujah. Say, I have an advocate. His name is Jesus. If I sin, I have an advocate with the Father. Verse 2, and he is propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. Did you see that? And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. Verse 4, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Isn't that what the word say? So if I say I know him, but I'm not practicing the truth, the Bible didn't say I lied. The Bible calls me a liar. There's a difference in telling a lie and being a liar. Right? Notice he's saying, see, John must have run into this. Everybody's saying what they are, saying things about God, making all these declarations, but they don't have no fruit in their life. Notice here, he that what? Saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Amen. Let that sink in now. Because if you say you know him, but you're not following the word, you're not obeying the word, the Bible says you are a liar, and the truth is not in you. So, you know, I want to straighten up and fly right. If I ain't doing right, I'm going to do right. This scripture right here, it'll really scare the hell out of you. Don't nobody like to be called a liar. Even a liar don't like to be called a liar. Right? You know, if you got somebody that's telling a lie and you say, you lying, man. Man, you a lying. You a liar. A liar get mad for you because I'm a liar. And know they a liar. So don't go around saying, I know him, but you ain't practicing nothing. Living your own life. Not walking like he walked. Not obeying the commandment. And then going to say, yeah, I know the Lord. Are you walking in obedience? That's all that means right there. If you say you know him, but you're not practicing obedience, the Bible says, not Greg Tejada, I didn't write this. You know, my initials ain't nowhere in the Bible. You know, I ain't had to sign off on nothing. It says here, he is a liar, and the truth's not in him. But look at verse 5. But whoso keepeth his word, that's obedience, in him truly is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He say, I know I'm in him when I'm practicing the truth. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. You can have confidence when you're practicing the truth. You can have boldness when you're practicing the truth. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. All right, that's just one incident right there. Now, look at verse 6. He that saith, there it is again, he abides in him, ought himself also to walk even as he walked. So if I say that I abide in Jesus, that I'm living in him, he living in me, then I ought to be walking just like he walked. Amen. I remember a long time ago when I was a little boy, if you found somebody in the church that was really trying to do right and really trying to live according to the Bible, they got persecuted to no end. And if they tried to correct somebody and say, baby, you know, the Bible say do it this way, most of the time the response was going to be, who do you think you are? Jesus Christ? And, you know, we pick at people that think they're trying to live right. Now, if you really want to know the truth, all of us should be striving to be just like him, to do just what he did, to live just the way he lived. And I'm going to show you tonight that that's possible for you to walk on the earth and live just the way he lived. Now, let's keep reading right here. He says, Brethren, I write no new commandment to you, but an old commandment which you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true and in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shineth. Look at verse number 9 again. He that saith he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness even until now. Amen. So you can say all you want that you in the light. You can say all you want, you know him. You can say all you want, you abide in him. You can say that, but there better be some evidence and some fruit. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Now look at verse number 10 here. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. Hallelujah. But he that hated his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and knoweth not whether he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. So if you're not walking in the love of God, you are still in darkness. Amen. You can say you're in the light. Oh, babe, I got the light. I got the light. I got the light. But if you hate people and you have people that you can't stand and people that you just despise, then you are still in darkness. So we have to be really careful how we walk in these days. And the Holy Spirit is impressing upon us that it's not just what you say. What you say is important because you got to say these things. But what is more important is that you back up those words with a lifestyle. Amen. Of loving God and worshiping God and serving God, that they are not just idle words. Now, let me encourage you right now, because I know some of y'all think, oh, Jesus, help me. Let me encourage you right now. Go to Romans chapter 8. Let's go right here, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Amen. Amen. Now, I want to give you another truth. You know, we talk about we're new creatures in Christ. We've been reconciled to God. We're ambassadors of the Lord. We've been made the righteousness of God. Now, tuck this truth right here away. Amen. That you are an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now I want you to get that tonight. That's the one truth I want to share with you about who you are. You are a joint heir with Jesus Christ. You are an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. Now let's just take a minute right here and let that register on our spirit. Close your eyes. Now say this here with your spirit, with your heart. I am an heir of the Almighty God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Do it one more time. I am an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Do you see that? Say it one more time. I am an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. You need to say that all the time. You're an heir of God. You're a joint heir with Jesus. That means everything he has, you're a part owner of it. Why wouldn't you want to walk like he walked? He done made you a joint heir. That means you have all things common. You have been made a partaker of his divine nature. Why wouldn't you want to walk like he walked? You're an heir of God. You're a joint heir with Jesus. You're an ambassador. You're a representative of the kingdom. Why wouldn't you want to walk like he walked? You're one of his heirs. You're a child of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. You've been reconciled to God. You can walk around and say, I'm one of them reconciled ones. I'm one of those redeemed ones. Look at me good. I'm a redeemed man of God.